This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by our good mate, Emma Friedman.
Our next guest knows a thing or two about the track.
Geez, we're excited about a big day of racing.
Yeah! But this weekend, she's swapping turf for asphalt as the supercars head to...
Mount Palomarana.
Please welcome Emma Friedman.
Oh, look, before we get to Emma Friedman, we just need a quick weather update.
We do.
Up there in Bathurst. So, Robbo, oh, we got him on the scene.
Robbo.
What's happening up there, Robbo?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
So, Em, it's all we've heard about at the great race is that it has been throwing it down.
It has been, guys. Yeah, it is bucketing down at the moment. It's actually stopped for a little bit, but yesterday was really wet. And the big day where it's looking like it's really going to rain is Saturday, which is where we have our top 10 shootout, where we, you know, get those top spots for the big race on Sunday. So, look, it's a bit iffy, having caught up with a couple of the drivers already this morning. You know, they're just consummate professionals. They go, it is what it is. We just have to do what we've got to do. Got to work with the tyres that we've got to work with the pressure that we've got, and just work as a team. But I tell you what, the diehards who have come up here to camp, as they do every year, there's one guy who's been up here for 38 consecutive Bathurst.
No,
they don't care. They don't care. They are just living their best lives, living the dream up the top of Mount Panorama. It's sludgy, it's wet, but they just love it.
Couldn't think of anything worse.
No.
25 to 40 mils of rain Saturday, 15 to 30 mils of rain Sunday for the big day. Who's good in the rain? Do you know him?
Yeah, so SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, and he's obviously leading the championship at the moment, and he's very good in the wet. So these conditions play into his favour.
Yep.
We've had our first practice session this morning. The track was semi-dry this morning, so it's not too much to go by, but I guess it's a indicator as to how the cars are really performing because we've got those dry conditions, and Will Davison topped that with a lap time of 2:04.36. But, yeah, in these conditions, you've got to go with the veterans, I guess, who have been driving at Mount Panorama for years on years, have that race experience and know what to do when conditions do get sloppy.
Well, Em, in the AFL, they say the best footballers get better in the wet. That's why Bill, when it was wet, was hopeless.
Don't laugh at that, Em.
Is that what happens with the race car drivers? The real good ones just get better?
I reckon you're probably right, JB. Like, they are better at adapting to conditions and knowing how to, I guess, temper their speeds and handle those really tough corners better. So I reckon it's the experience that just gives you those little one percenters that add up on race day. So that's, you know, Shane Van Gisbergen, and that is Will Davison, that is Craig Lowndes, that is Jamie Wincup. Mm. It's all those guys
who have been...
David Reynolds, exactly the same thing for Penrite. So it's all those guys who have been doing this for a really long time who probably will have an advantage on the weekend.
What about the campers? I love this, the alcohol limit.
Oh, mate.
They're allowed a slab of regular beer or 36 cans of mid, 24 cans of mixed drinks per person per day, four litres of wine per person per day, and a 750ml bottle of spirit per person per day.
Just outrageous. Like, I can't get my head around it. I'm about to head up the top of the mountain soon with Hodgie to go shoot some stuff, and they've got this massive sign as you go through the gates, and it's got all of those kind of requirements on it, like, you know, one slab per person per day. We caught up with someone this morning, and we said, oh, you know, you just got here, like, how good? Are you excited? And they go, no, we've been here since Sunday.
Oh.
We said, okay, so... how many you had? And she goes, oh, I couldn't tell you.
AM, did I see Hodgie had a car? This is Brad Hodge, of course. He used to play for Victoria. Did I see he had a car with his own name on the side of it?
He's just here. Let me ask.
Brad Hodge.
Has your car got your name on the side of it? Because if so, it's pretty disgraceful behaviour.
Yes.
It feels yes, but I actually didn't put it there myself, believe it or not.
Hodgie.
I call a whole lot of BS on that.
He's a BlackRock bloody former cricketer.
And what's he doing up there?
What is he doing up there?
Man, put him on. Put him on, can you?
Yeah, here he is.
We are just bringing the Bathurst.
Sales plug. Yeah.
What are you doing up there, Hodgie?
Well, same as them. We're just here for, bring some personality to the coverage and have fun. Yeah, look, I'm a massive motorsport fan, a huge nut, always have been. So a little bit of cross-promotion for the Seven Network, breaching out from motorsport to cricket. the horse racing, the footy. So that's what we're here for.
Oh, you know how it works. Come on. It's not your first radio.
What? He played 15 years of Victoria in Australia and never had a car with his name on the side of it. He turns up at the bloody car racing.
I can't believe
swanning around like a fool's head.
It's good. It's a fair point, actually. It's a good point. I have to make more of it.
Put it back down now.
I'm here, boys. All right.
We'll take a little
break.
Because we've got horse racing.
Bill wants a piece of horse racing with you next time.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
Bathurst is on this weekend, Sunday from 10 a.m. live and free on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. The pre-race coverage starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. and Freeman's going to be a part of it, but she also, Bill, has great horse racing knowledge.
She does, of course. We love hearing, because she gives you value. That's what we want here. And a great meet on Saturday coming up at Caulfield M.
Yeah, absolutely. Caulfield Guineas Day, headlined by the three-year-olds over the 1600 metres. And I tell you what, I reckon it's one-way traffic in terms of the guineas, and rightly so. Having spoken to Caitlin Mallion this weekend, of course, who is the partner of James McDonald, he rode him in track work on Tuesday and he is absolutely flying. So at the moment, he's the $2.60 favourite heading into that race, having run fourth, I think, in the Golden Rose at Rosehill a couple of weeks ago. So he is your deserved favourite. If you want value there, though, I'd be looking at the one Tijuana for Ben and JD Hayes. They are flying at the moment. This horse won his last start. He was super impressive at the Valley one Friday night. So, yeah, I'd be looking at Tijuana for a bit of value in the guineas.
Good work. What else we got? The Turak Handicap, another nice race, Em.
Sorry, I've got things going on now, guys. Everyone's working really hard here. In the Turak, I Wish I Win, the favourite at $2.60 for Peter Moody. He's looking for a hat trick of wins, looking for that picket fence, so to speak. I think I've spoken about this horse before, Tuvaloo. So he ran third at his last start. I reckon he's a great chance of running top three again at a bit more value than someone like I Wish I Will. And then I just keep an eye on Callsign Mab as well for Jack O'Brien with Jamie on board, who won his first group one a couple of weeks ago.
That was good, wasn't it? And just Superstar should win the stakes?
Yeah, absolutely. Animo is just the boom horse of the season so far. Speaking to the great Bruce McAvaney a couple of weeks ago, he thinks that Animo's got a lot of the so you thinks about him. So if he can go on with it this weekend and then in the Might and Power and then go on to a Cox Plate and win that, we're talking like elite. He is just a freak of nature. He's got a will to win. He's super professional and he's still an entire, which is, you know, great for all involved there.
And just the Caulfield Cup in 2 weeks' time, Smoking Romans has come from nowhere, really. The favourite, who do you like there? I know we're 2 weeks out.
He was super impressive winning the Turnbull last weekend at a price of about $21, $22, you know, which is great if you backed him. I think I'd be sticking with him going forward. The big concern going into that is Jewess, I think. I don't think she was super impressive on the course of the weekend. But, I think we've still got to probably wait another little week to see how that field unfolds. There's a little bit of water to go under the bridge. But he is the deserved favourite. But I was shocked as well, Bill, that he came in from, a quote of about $30 to $5 or $6 after that Turnbull win. It was ridiculous.
Bloody short. All right, and Bathurst 1000, who wins that since you're on fire?
I'm tipping a Davison victory. So Alex and Will have competed at 5 Bathurst 1000s together before. This is their 6th. Their best result in a car together is 4th, quite a number of years ago. So I think the fairy tale there would be Will and Alex. And then as a bit of a smoky, I've got to say this, but Jack Perkins, who works with us on the 7 coverage, driving in the Erebus car with Will Brown. I spoke to Jack just this morning after the first practice session and he was very happy with the car, as was Will. So there you go, a little bit of a smoky there.
I am. I'm just looking at the 7 horse racing Instagram here and I see the lineup for the spring racing carnival. I see 6 magnificent women.
And
I see 4 men. Now, let me run you through them. Hamish McLaughlin, of course, and Bruce McAvaney, say no more.
Yeah.
Say no more.
They know their
race. So they're established. I then see the cannonball-headed Jason Richardson, who's getting stupid to look at every time I look at him.
Yeah.
And then I go right to the end to the man who had his ears surgically pinned back, Josh Gibson, who rides around on bloody stock horses camp drafting and wouldn't know one end from the other.
Look, he loves his horses.
Have a listen to him.
You know what? I tell you what, JB, he can ride. He can really ride. He competed in one of those events up at Scone with Lizzie Jelks a few weeks ago. And as he said, he does a lot of camp drafting. He can seriously ride. So not that that's going to hold him in good stead on a race course, but... hey, we're looking forward to having Gibbo part of the coverage,
Just say to him, which bit is true? JB wants to know this. Were your ears surgically pinned back? And do you actually have any lens in those stupid glasses? Or could I poke you in the eye through them?
I reckon I can answer the second one. they're definitely from the dress-up box.
The vainest man I've ever met, George Gibson, and that is he's comfortably number one. Em, you are a star.
Well done, Em.
Look forward to Bathurst, of course, and then the spring racing is charging at us.
Thanks, guys. And I think you want something more to say?
No, I just wanted to say hello to Jimmy and Bill. That's it.
You've already done that, have you?
Thanks, Hodgie.
See, he's already had a case of beer today. I can't keep track.
Emma Freeman on the Rush Hour. Repco Bathurst 1000 this Sunday from 10 a.m. live and free on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. The pre-race coverage starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. AEDT. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.